One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Australian music has lost its greatest fan, its enduring champion. His boundless enthusiasm for each new generation of performers made him our music's best advocate, promoter, businessman. Michael Gudinski was a rare blend of business nous, musical vision, entrepreneur and muse. He's been creating the soundtrack of our lives since 1973.
Assembly! Rock and roll! Philosophy! Yeah. Why can't you let the world of blues I got by sing? I guess the only thing to keep me from a bullet time is to sing.
Johnny O'Keefe, live at Sunbury Music Festival 1973. A young Michael Gudinski saw the success of Sunbury and launched his label, Mushroom Records, with a Live at Sunbury 73 triple album. It wasn't a huge success, but the following year, Mushroom picked a winner.
The band that really set me up were the Skyhooks. They were so important because we were financially strapped, and then bang, the Heroes came along. Everyone was wearing blue jeans and they were makeup, colour and unique and leaders. One of the great lyrics of all time. I need another pill to calm me down. But look, it was just luck, good timing, but those guys were leaders and different.
Michael Gudinski remembering Skyhooks, the first of Mushroom Records' many successes. Mushroom label was a powerhouse, driving Australian music through its first big boom period, the 70s on into the 80s. And Gudinski had an uncanny knack for attracting talent and choosing well.
You need to be a leader, not a follower. Be ahead of trends. And because I've always been a fan, most of my best staff, most of the best artists I've worked with are actual fans that listen and love music. I've made, you know, a number of bad errors, but I've also been very fortunate that I learnt very early on, no matter how hip, cool you are, if you can't pay your bills, you're no good.
classroom recording artists. At the end of the 70s, with the label well established, Gadinski formed Frontier Touring, a company that brought the biggest international acts to perform down under. Time and again, he achieved the unachievable against what seemed to be overwhelming odds. He took huge risks, an astute businessman with a passion for the product, music.
I never finished school. Our artists are our strength. But I've got to say, in these days, looking back, our staff have been such a strength to me. And look, I've just picked it up and learned a lot from my own mistakes. And Bob Dylan wrote a song, which is a legendary song, Don't Look Back. Don't talk about, unless you're having a drinks night or something, don't talk about, oh, it was like this back then and remember how it was like then. You've got to look to the future. And I look back to when I started Mushroom when I was 20 and we had no big business plan. You know, we might have had $5,000. You couldn't do that today. I think it's important to find your passion. You've got to start somewhere, but hopefully you find your dream. Ridiculous, but the right spot, the right time, luck and good timing has got a lot to do with it. And there's a number of acts that just the right thing didn't happen. Look, the models were pretty big. They could have been a lot bigger. You know exactly what I'm going to say right now. And she had everything at her feet. She had one of the greatest voices in Australian history. It was Renee Geyer. She had a 5-star review in the New York Times. It was one of the biggest frustrations of us in the early days that, for whatever reason, it never really happened like it should. She has big ear and she has got one hell of a voice, that girl, and that was one from the early days.
Since I was a small girl, I've always been alone, trying so hard to find someone my own. The people that I looked at were always choosing three, always on the outside. Nobody wanted me. Am I heading in the right direction for your loving and affection? Is this gonna be a brand new start?
Michael Gadinski died on March the 2nd. He was 68.
It's my life and it's a life I wouldn't change for anything. When I was about 14 or 15 and first getting exposed to music, I fell in love with Australian music, the bands of those times, the Twilights, the Groove, the Group, all the great music that I grew up with. But unfortunately, when I got into the music business, the Australian music at the time was thought of as the Holden car, and that was second rate. Australian radio only played 5% Australian music. And for a 19-year-old guy starting off Mushroom Records, thank God I was pretty naive because the odds were against us.
The larger-than-life Michael Gadinski would not have been out of place among the gods of ancient Greece and Rome. With courage and faith, this perceptive, persistent man built a great treasure house of Australian song and touched all of our lives. It's worth noting that the three things that launched the 70s, 80s Australian music boom, that's Michael Gadinski, Mushroom Records and Molly Meldrum, all three came out of Melbourne. So, a Melbourne song to farewell Michael Gadinski.
letter